Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
神，我谢谢你给我们的你的话语。
And thank you for the freedom that we have to gather to hear it and to learn it.
谢谢你给我们这样的自由，我们可以在这里听到你的话语。
Please send your Holy Spirit, Father.
赐下你的圣灵与我们同在。
And unite your word with your spirit in our hearts.
联合你的灵和你的话语一起在我们的心中。
And enable us, Lord, to be more effective disciples of Jesus Christ because of it.
让我们能够学习如何成为你的门徒。
We thank you and praise you for this opportunity.
我们谢谢你给我们这样子的机会。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Before I begin, I want to do a little public announcement.
在我开始以前，我要做一个宣告。
I mentioned this in Sunday school this morning.
我在今天早上成人组织学的时候
But there's going to be a series on the Bible on the History Channel for the next 5 weeks
在今天晚上在电视上会有一个节目叫做圣经
It will be from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock tonight and the next 4 Sundays afterwards
会有连续有四个礼拜天从7点到9点
When I first heard that the History Channel was doing this I was a little skeptical
我第一次听到这个历史频道要播放这个节目的时候呢，我有点怀疑。
The History Channel is not always very friendly to Christians.
因为这个历史频道通常都对于基督教来说并不是非常的友善。
But Christianity Today had an article this week that said it was actually very good.
但是这一份刊物叫做《今日基督徒》，上面有一篇文章这么描写的。
So I'm encouraging people to watch it.
他说这个这一次让这个节目挺好的，所以我鼓励你们来看这个节目。
Perhaps to use it to talk with your friends about, because many people will be watching this.
你可以借着这个题目跟你的朋友们来宣讲。
And if you have questions or disagreements, write them down and bring them to church next week and ask who's preaching to give you an answer.
如果你有什么问题的话，你可以记下来，然后带到教会来跟大家讨论。
This morning my title is Family History.
今天早上我的题目是家庭史。
I was going to give you a long-term McQueen family history.
我要跟你们介绍我们 McQueen 家族的历史。
My ancestor who came here came in 1714.
我们的祖先在1740年的时候。
He was from Scotland.
他是从苏格兰过来的。
This is...the Scottish plaid that represents my family.
这是属于苏格兰的花纹花样。
I have a hat that matches it.
我有一个苏格兰花样的帽子。
I also have the traditional Scottish dress that goes with it as well.
我还有这个典型的苏格兰的服装。
And I was going to wear my kilt this morning.
我觉得如果我穿了这套服装来的话呢。
But there were two objections.
会有两个抗议。
One was.I wasn't sure how everybody would react to seeing me wear what looks like a skirt.
我想我不知道大家会怎么反应当我穿了一个裙子来的时候苏格兰的反裙。
And perhaps the bigger one was, it's very cold this morning.
而且今天早上非常的冷对于穿裙子来说似乎不太适合。
So maybe when I come back in the spring sometime, I'll wear my kilt.
也许我在春天再来的时候我可以穿我的那个苏格兰的服装。
But we're going to go to the first slide here.The second slide, maybe. Yeah, there we go. A little more recent family history.
这是我们近代的家庭历史。
The picture on your left up here is my grandma McQueen.
在你的左边呢是我的祖母。
She was born in 1904.
她在1904年出生的。
This is her high school graduation picture.
这是她在高中毕业的时候的照片。
My grandma was a pretty good-looking woman, wasn't she?
我的祖母事实上长得很漂亮，不是吗？
The second picture is my parents when they got married in 1950.
在中间的照片是1950年我的父母他们结婚的时候的照片。
And if you know my daughters, my oldest daughter and my mother look exactly alike in this picture.
事实上，我的母亲我的女儿跟我的母亲长得非常的像。
I obviously don't look much like my dad.
可是倒并不像我的父亲。
The last picture up there is my wife and I in 1976.
最后一张是在1996年我和我太太的照片。 76年,
that's our wedding picture. And you can see at one time I had a little bit more hair. The reason that I show you my family pictures this morning is because, in a sense, our physical families should in some way remind us of our spiritual family as well.
我把这些照片给你们看，就是让你们知道说，我们在自己的身世的身份的家族里面的这些历史呢，事实上跟我们在属灵的这个家族也是有一些关系的。
What would happen if my grandmother decided not to get married?
如果说我的祖母在那个时候决定她不结婚的话呢？
Or if she'd gotten married and not had children?
或者说她结婚了，可是没有孩子？
Well, you could cross out the next two pictures.
然后下面两张照片你就再也不会看到了。And
I wouldn't be here preaching this morning.
我在这边也不会在这边讲到了。And
you know what if you know my wife and I got married, but you know we decided not to have children either.
当我跟太太结婚的时候呢，我们也决定不要小孩子。Can
we get the next slide? Then you wouldn't have this picture.
然后呢，就看不到这张照片了。That
is my children and my grandson.
那是我的孩子们跟我的孙子们的照片。And
my dog as well, but she's not directly related.
还有我的狗也在那儿。
But you see that it's important that when families exist, they pass along the important things that you know they can pass along to the next generation as well, and we learn and we grow.
当我们这个一家人在一起的时候呢，我们就很多家里的传统，我们可以一代一代的传下去，然后我们慢慢的长大。
And in the same way that as if we as Christians don't see ourselves as the family of God.
如果我们并不是基督徒，我们看不到我们神的家庭的话呢？
And we fail to reproduce in our families.
然后我们也在主里面，我们没有哈产生更多的成员的话呢？
In other words, if I don't tell someone about Jesus and teach them what I know.
也就是说，我没有办法告诉别人关于耶稣的事情，或是让他们能够了解耶稣。
Then very soon we will not have a family of God anymore.
那很快的，我们再也不会有属灵的家庭了。
The passage that I chose this morning, next slide please, is Matthew 28:18-20.
下面这一章告诉我们说，在马太福音28章18到20节。
It's called the Great Commission.
是叫做大使命。
And in essence, what Jesus is saying here is probably the most important words that we as his family can hear.
在这里面讲到是耶稣告诉他的，是我们现在所要知道最重要的字。
He's to use the family analogy. He's saying, "I want you to go out and have lots of kids."
就好像在一个家庭的这个例子，我要你们出去之后，然后有很多很多孩子们。
And I want you to teach them.
我要你去教导他们。
Raise them to maturity.
抚养他们长大。
And make this family grow.
让这个家庭能够慢慢的更加的壮大。
If we don't do that, then we won't have a family anymore.
如果我们不这么做的话，我们再也不会有家庭了。
I'm going to read this passage one more time. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去。 使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。So
what is it that Jesus is calling us to do?
耶稣到底要我们做些什么事呢？
What's the most important thing that as we think about a vision for the church that we can know?
就是我们一个教会，我们的一个目标，我们应该知道的。
Well, next slide, please. The first thing is that we are to make disciples.
我们在这边是我们要为主做更多的门徒。Now,
what in the world does that mean?
这个为主造就更多的门徒，这是什么意思呢？
Most Christians, when they hear you know this idea of making disciples, they automatically think of evangelism.
我们一般想到为主造就更多的门徒，就想到是。
In other words, we should go out and lead people to Christ.
也就是说我们要到外面去，然后领人归主。
Is that what he's saying?
他是这么说的吗？
Well, yes, but it's much more than that.
他确实是这么说，可是却比这个更多。
The word disciple means learner.
这个门徒的意思呢, 它的意思就是, 是一个学习的人。
And in a sense, this morning, as we gather together and you hear this message, you are disciples.
好像我们在这里学习的话, 你们就是门徒, 就是一个学习的人。
Because you're learning.
因为你正在学。
At least I hope you're learning.
我希望你正在学。
If I give you a quiz at the end of our sermon, will you be able to answer those questions?
当我们聚会结束的时候, 我给你考试, 希望你能够回答这些问题。
More importantly, will you be able to take the knowledge that you have out and then act upon it?
更重要的是, 你能够把你所学的, 能够行得出来。
Because that's what a disciple does.
这个就是, 为主做门徒的意思。
And so, a disciple is someone who has become a Christian and continues to learn and to grow in that knowledge.
为主做门徒就是说你学了之后呢, 你能够继续地长大, 而且能够把这个交给别人。
But Jesus doesn't say, be a disciple.
可是耶稣他并没有说, 只成为一个门徒。
He says that we are to make disciples.
我们要去为主, 带来更多的门徒。
In other words, it's not enough for us as brothers and sisters in Christ to just sit here and learn, and then not do anything with it.
如果我们只是坐在这里成为神的门徒的话, 这并不够的。
He wants us to take what we learn, what we know, and we pass it along to other people.
他要我们把我们所学的, 所会的, 能够把它传给别的人, 然后让别的人能够成为神的门徒。
Sometimes that'll be to non-Christians.
有的时候是让一些非信主的人。
Sometimes that will be to young Christians, so that we can begin to see them grow and mature.
有的时候是对于一些刚信主的人，让他们能够慢慢的长大。Sometimes
it will be to brothers and sisters of equal level where we just encourage each other.
有的时候甚至跟你一样等级的基督徒们，你们可以彼此的勉励。But
Jesus says we're not to be content with just learning. We are to make learners of other people as well.
我们基督徒是不断的学习，然后不断的造就更多的门徒。Now,
He doesn't just say to make learners of the people that are right beside you either.
He says
that you are to make disciples of all nations.
Now,
usually when I hear that word nation, I think of a geopolitical unit like the country of China.
常常当我们听到这个使万民万国成为我的门徒的时候，我们只想到了这个。 区域性的一个政治上的一个国家, 就像中国这样的。
But in reality, that's not what he's not talking about countries.
但是他其实并不是讲一个国家。
The Greek word that is used in this passage is ethnos.
这个希腊字讲这个万国呢, 事实上用这个叫做 ethnos.
And the word that we use this for in English is like for ethnic, for different types of people groups.
在英文里面他讲到的就是说不同种类的人。
These are groups of people who have a common language,
这些不同的种类的人呢, 他们有相同的语言,
a common culture,
他们有相同的文化,
they relate to one another in unique ways to that particular group of people.
他们有某种特殊的方式,
so, you know, they're Chinese or an ethnic group.
像中国人,所有的中国人都是一个同样的一个,都有同样的个性。
You know, black Americans are an ethnic group.
像所有的黑人他们也是有同样的个性。
There are more than 15,000 different ethnic groups in the world.
在这个世界上有超过1500多种不同的种族。
And they all need to be reached with the gospel.
这些人都需要听到福音。
100 years ago, only 5,000 of those people groups had any witness in their own language and culture.
在1000年前只有不到500个 只有不到500个种族他们听到这样子的福音。
In the last 100 years, we have been able to reach another 5,000 people groups.
在下面500年呢,我们又接触到另外的5000个不同的种族。
But there are still 5,000 distinct ethnic peoples in the world that need to have a witness in their language and culture that they can understand and respond to.
事实上还有不同的种族,他们需要去了解,需要去知道。
And Jesus calls all of us in some way to be involved in that task.
事实上耶稣就要我们能够在这样子的一个过程中能够进行。
So we need to maybe explore how we can be more involved in it.
我们可以学习一下我们如何能够在参加这样的一个侍奉。
So how do we do it?
我们如何来做呢？
Well, looking just at this passage alone, Jesus gives us three specific ways in which we are to make disciples.
事实上，主耶稣告诉我们有三个非常特别的、特殊的方式来如何使万民做我的门徒。
The first thing he says is that we're to go.
第一件事情就是要去。
Now, oftentimes when we hear that, you know, I speak at a lot of missions conferences.
许多时候我跟在不同的大会里面讲。
You know, and they're trying to get people excited about missions.
他鼓励不同的人能够参加宣教的工作。
And sometimes they'll put this big banner up in front of the church that says, "Go into all the world."
有时候我们在教会里面拉起很大的旗子说去去到世界各地去。
And some people need to and will do that.
有的人确实就是会因为受到这样的鼓舞，他们就是参加这样子的活动。
But interestingly, that's not what Jesus is saying here.
可是这并不是耶稣他当初所讲的。
It's much more comprehensive than that.
事实上更复杂。
The better way to translate this might be, as you go about your everyday life, make disciples.
事实上他有一个更深的意思，就是说，当你每天过生活的时候呢，你都在使万民成为他的门徒。
That's going to look different for every person.
每一个人都不一样。
And the degree to which you're involved is going to vary according to your life circumstances.
那它的程度呢，它的深度呢，也跟你的生活方式完全不一样。
But no one is exempt from this command.
可是没有人能够幸免。
From the youngest Christian to the oldest Christian.
从最年轻的基督徒到最老的基督徒。
Jesus says, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, whatever your circumstances, make disciples.
耶稣说不管你在什么样的情形什么样的状况之下你都使万民做我的门徒
We'll talk in a minute a little bit about how Jesus did that so maybe you can get an idea how you can do that
等一下我们会谈耶稣他是怎么做的也许我们可以学到我们自己当如何来做
But the very beginning of that for all of us who are already believers is that at the least we should be praying
但是至少我们有一件事情都可以做的就是我们可以开始为这事情祷告
So it's important that we begin to recognize that all these peoples around us, locally as well as globally, need to come to faith.
我们至少知道我们周围的人，不管是区域性的，或是整体性的，或是更远的人，他们都需要听到这样子的福音。
The second thing he says is that we need to baptize.
第二件事情就是说我们需要来使这些人施洗。
Now, baptism is oftentimes misunderstood.
施洗常常会被人家误会。
Baptism is not something which saves a person.
受洗呢，并不会使这个人得救。
But baptism is the first step that a person who believes should take in becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ.
可是呢，受洗呢，却是这个人当他决定跟随主耶稣的第一步。
The reason for that is very simple.
这原因是非常的简单。
Because baptism is a public statement to the world that I have become a follower of Jesus Christ and nothing will ever stand in the way of that.
事实上受洗是当你开始走这条神的道路的第一个对世界的宣告。
In some ways, it's kind of like getting married.
就好像你结婚一样。
When my wife and I stood up in those white clothes that we had and there were 300 people out there, we said, we are just for each other now.
就好像当初结婚的时候我们穿着我们的 白礼服我们对着三百多位的来宾我们说我们开始我们新的生活
So ladies, I'm no longer available
所以呢所有的女士对他们来说我已经是死会了
And when we get baptized we're saying to the world I am no longer available to you in the way that I used to be
所以我已经不像对世界这个世界来说呢我已经不再走这个世界的道路了
I am now re-identified with Jesus Christ
我们现在是与耶稣合为一。
The word baptism is an interesting word.
这个受洗这个字是很有趣的一个字。
Baptize itself is just a transliteration of the Greek word.
它原本只是一个希腊字的翻译。
And basically, it was a term that was used by people whose profession was to dye cloth.
这个字原本是用在这个染布的这些的这个职业里面。
They would take a piece of white cloth.
他们拿一块白布。
Like this.
就像这一块布一样。
They would baptize it in something.
他们把它沉浸在一个染缸里面。
And they'd pull it out, and it wouldn't be white anymore.
然后当这拿出来之后，这块白布不再会是白布了。
So if the dye was blue, it would be blue cloth.
如果这是蓝色的染料呢，这个布会变成蓝色的布。
And if the dye was red, it would be red cloth.
如果这是一个红色的染料，会变成红色的布。
But the picture is, it is now re-identified as something else, something that it wasn't before.
这是你现在看到的这个照片，跟原来是完全不一样的一个照片。
And Paul tells us in the book of Romans that when we are baptized as Christians, we are buried with Christ under the water and raised to newness of life.
使徒保罗说，当我们受浸的时候，就是当我们与耶稣一同埋葬，然后我们与耶稣一同复活。
It's an outward, visible act that shows a new reality that's inside of us.
是一种向外的表现，一个新的内在在我的里面。
It's like we've been dyed.
就好像说我们已经被染过了一样。
And we've been dyed the color of Jesus.
我们被染了耶稣的颜色。
And so when people see us, what should they see?
当别人看到我们的时候，他们会看到什么呢？
They should see Jesus.
他们应该看到耶稣。
That's how God sees us.
这就是神看我们的时候。
And that's who we are now. We are sons and daughters of God.
这就是我们现在的身份，我们是神的儿女。
And so baptism is very important in the process of becoming a disciple and then making disciples.
所以受洗是成为神门徒的一个非常重要，非常而且第一步。
So if you believe,
如果你相信的话，
and you've not been baptized,
可是你却还没有受洗的话，
then I really encourage you to consider that.
我非常的鼓励你马上去受洗。
And of course, the last part, the last thing that making disciples entails is teaching.
最后一个部分呢是教训。
And that doesn't mean you have to be a seminary professor.
那并不一定说你必须要是一个神学院的教授。
Doesn't mean you have to be a preacher.
你也不需要成为一个传道人。
It means you just take what you have been taught and you pass it along to someone else.
你就是把你所知道的、你学到的，去把它交给其他的人。
I did not have to become a professor of biology in order to have children.
我不需要成为一个生物学的教授之后才能够有儿女们。
And I don't have to be a professor of early child learning in order to raise children.
我也不需要成为这个特殊教不是初学教育的这些的专家才能够教养我的小孩。
And you don't need any special credentials yourself in order to raise spiritual families for God.
事实上我们都已经有了这样子能够教导他们的能力。
Next slide please. So how did Jesus do it?
耶稣他是怎么做的呢？
Well, he did a multi-level discipleship program.
他做了一个好几层不同的程度的门徒训练。
You know, Jesus preached to the multitudes.
当耶稣他跟很多人在传道的时候。
And in Matthew chapter 5, we get the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount.
在马太福音第五章讲到在山上的教训。
And it starts out and it says, and when Jesus saw the crowds, he went upon the mountain.
就是在里面讲到，当耶稣看到了这一大群人的时候呢，他们带他到了山上去。
So he taught the crowds.
所以他在山上教训他们。
But then it goes on and says, and when his disciples came to him, he began to teach them.
然后圣经上又讲，当他的门徒来到他面前的时候，他又开始教导他的门徒。
So Jesus was not afraid to speak very broadly to lots of people and to teach them.
所以耶稣他并不会恐惧说对很多的人一次讲道。
But he focused on a smaller number.
可是他也对于这个很少数的人呢，他也是非常的注重。
We know that at one point Jesus sent out 70 to preach and to teach about the good news.
我们知道有一次耶稣要70个人他们出去做传福音的工作。
There's, you know, the very famous 12 disciples.
那是非常有名的12个门徒。
I learned a song when I was a little kid.
我小的时候学了这首歌。
Peter, Andrew, James and John, fishermen from Capernaum, Thomas and St. Matthew too. Don't sing it. But, you know, the 12 are very famous.
这十二个门徒是非常有名的。
And we oftentimes think they're the only disciples.
我们常常以为只有这十二个才是主的门徒。
But Jesus said, "No, you are all my disciples."
可是耶稣说，不是，你们都是我的门徒。
And even of the 12, Jesus focused more of his attention on 3 than he did on the others.
可是在这十二个人里面呢，他特别注重有三个人。
Because as we begin to focus our attention, we are able to communicate more of the truth.And we multiply our lives and the lives of those people.
在这里面呢，他特别注重他一些圣经的真理的教导，也是如何来增使他们增长。
Paul followed Jesus' pattern as well.
保罗也学习主耶稣的这个模式。
But when we think about Paul, we usually think about his more famous disciples.
当我们讲到保罗的时候，我们都常常想到他最有名的一个门徒。
In 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2,
在提摩太后书第二章第二节和第一节的时候，
He says, And you, my son, Timothy, be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
他说我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
And then he goes on, he says, And the things that you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Paul is building his own family history spiritually here.
保罗他也是在教导他自己的这个属灵的家庭。
He spent a lot of time with Timothy.
他跟提摩太花了很多的时间在提摩太的身上。
And he taught him what he knew.
他教他该如何来做。
And then he says, Timothy, I want you to take this and I want you to pass it on to another generation.
他告诉提摩太，你要学了这个之后，把这些再告诉下面其他的人。
And I want you to pass that to a generation who will pass it on again.
你要把这些告诉下一代的，然后下一代的能够再告诉下一代的。
Next slide, please. If you do this, it has some incredible, or at least potentially has potential.
如果你这么做的话呢，就有一个很大的一个我们说一个可能性。
The results are incredible.
这个结果是非常的不可思议。
Now, there was a television show on many years ago called Walker Texas Ranger.
有一个电视节目好几年前叫做这个 Walker 德州的的警察。
And he was a lawman, and he took people and put them in jail.
他是一个执法的人，他把人抓了这些犯罪的人抓了之后放在监牢里面去。
But he went back to the jail one time, and he gave a talk to the prisoners.
有一天呢，他回到监狱里面去，跟他们这些监狱里面的人说一些话。
And he was trying to get them to think about, you know, just, you know, be smart about life and don't look just at the narrow.
他告诉他们，你们在你们的生命里面要学聪明一点，不要把你的目标只放在那么短短的事情上。
And he used this illustration.
他就用了这个事情做一个比喻。
And I really liked it.
我非常喜欢。
He says, if I gave you the choice of giving you $100,000 right now,
如果给你一个选择性，我现在就给你十万块钱。
Or I would give you a penny today.
或是呢，我就今天给你一分钱。
And I would double that penny tomorrow.
可是呢，我明天会加倍，变成两分钱。
And I would continue to double it for one month.
然后我每天都加一倍，然后过一个月。
Which would you rather have?
那哪一个你喜欢哪一样呢？
Now all the prisoners said, "Oh, we'd rather have the $100,000 right now."
所有的这些监狱里面的人都说，哦，我们要这个十万块钱。
But do you know what happens if you multiply a penny, double it every day for a month?
但是你知道吗？如果你把这一分钱每天都加一倍，然后过一个月之后，你会有多少钱吗
？Well, if you do it by hand, you probably get a more exact answer than I got by using the calculator on my phone.
如果你用手算的话，可能你得到了一个更精确的数字。
It went exponential on me at one point.
哇，它就是像那个成几何级数的增加。
But if you double that penny for a month, you would have over $10 million at the end of the month.
如果你就是这样子加倍的话呢，经过了一个月之后，你会有一千万。
If we would take our time and we would work with one person for a year,
如果我们把我们的时间这样子来做的话，做一年的话
，and we would teach them what we knew,
我们就是教给他们我们所知道的。
And at the end of the year, that person and you would then do the same thing with another person.
然后同样的那一个人他学到之后他也去教给另外一个人。
At the end of the year, there's only two of you.
如果只有这样子的话在一年之内只有两个人。
At the end of 2 years, there's four of you.
如果是两年的话就有四个了。
But at the end of 30 years, you have reached millions of people and discipled them to be followers of Jesus.
可是到了第三年以后你会有成千上万的人来跟随你。
Next slide, please.Practically speaking, you know, we're not going to probably reach the entire world for Jesus from Peoria, Illinois.
也许很实际上来说，我们没有办法到世界上各个地方去。
But you never know where the people that you interact with are going to wind up.
但是你根本不晓得你会碰到什么样的人。
When I began my ministry, I had no idea the people from all the different nations that I would have the opportunity to interact with.
当我刚开始加入福音事工的时候，我根本没有想到我会遇到各种不同的人。
But my wife and I have worked with people from all over the world.
我的太太跟我跟全世界上来自各地的人一起工作。
I will probably never go to Pakistan.
我大概这一辈子永远不会去巴基斯坦。
But my wife discipled two people for about 4 years who are now back in Pakistan.
但是我太太她却在两个人身上工作之后，他们这两个人现在回到巴基斯坦去了。
It's a very dangerous place to be a Christian.
巴基斯坦是一个非常危险的地方，如果你是个基督徒的话。
But what happens if they begin to multiply their lives there?
但是如果他们在那边开始也是加倍他们的这些基督徒的人数，
I will probably never go to Kenya.
我也大概在我这一辈子不会去肯雅。
But I've discipled people from Kenya.
可是我却训练从肯雅来的人。
I will never live in Japan and speak Japanese.
我也不会住在日本，也不会讲日本话。
And yet we have reproducing disciples in Japan.
可是我们却有日本的门徒们。
And I speak a little bit of Chinese.
我讲一点点的中文。
一点。
一点。A little bit.
I will never speak Chinese as well as you do, though.
我的中文绝对不会比你好。
And I will never meet or know some of your relatives and friends the way that you do.
我也不会像你认识你的朋友们、你的亲友们这样子的。
And if you take this entrusting of what God has given you to other faithful men who will teach others also,It will have a profound impact in their lives.
如果你能够把你学到的，然后交给另外一个人的话，将来他的影响力是越来越大的。
And I can say in some small way, maybe I had something to do with that.
也许从某些方面来说，我事实上我在这样子的贡献也是不可磨灭。
I learned this idea of one-on-one and small group discipleship with Campus Crusade for Christ.
我经过这个学员传道会，也是有一些的这样子门徒训练的工作。
And my wife learned it in an organization called the Navigators when she was in college.
我的太太呢，她是在大学的时候参加导航会。
And we are committed to that.
我们委身在这样子的工作里面。
But the one thing that they did not teach us in college is the fact it's not just me alone doing this kind of thing.
那我们在大学的时候呢，并不是只是这样子我一个人做这样子的事情。
It has to be a corporate activity.
这确实是一个整体性的一个联合的工作。
In other words, I need you in order to help me be effective at what I do in making disciples.
我却需要你的帮忙来使我能够做有效的做这样子的工作。
That may be because I don't know all the people that you know.
因为我不晓得你所认识的人。
Or it might be that you have a spiritual gift that you will encourage me or help me in some way that will enable me to continue doing what I do.
也许你有特别的这个鼓励人的恩赐，能够让我可以继续这样子的工作。
But as we interact with one another and encourage one another, we will corporately also make disciples as well as individually.
当我们一起工作的时候呢，我们就在整体上来说，我们能够一起做这个福音的工作。
Now,The question that should be asked is, why have we not won the whole world for Jesus by now?
那有个问题就是说，为什么到现在我们仍然不能够战赢得这个基督的仗呢？
I think the reason is fairly obvious.
我想的原因是非常简单的。
We've not made making disciples a priority.
因为我们并没有把使万民成为主的门徒成为我们生活当中的最重要的事。
Perhaps we've not even heard of this concept before.
也许我们从来没听过这样子的观念。
Or sometimes maybe we've been taught something different.
也许我们学到的完全不一样。
Did you know that the great reformer Martin Luther said that the Great Commission was not for us?
这个Mark Luther 说这句话，你是不是听过？他说这个大使命并不是为我们预备的。
There's one place that Martin Luther was very wrong.
Mark Luther 这句话是讲得非常的错。
Because it's a command to all generations.
因为这是对所有的人所说的。
And so it's important for us to recognize we cannot let the good things we do sometimes become the enemy of that which is best.
有的时候呢，我们会常常让一件满足现状的事情成为我们一个达到完美的一个敌人。
And if you are not involved in some way in making disciples, then you need to find a way that you can make that part of your life.
如果呢，我们没有办法直接的能够训练主的门徒，也许我们在某方面我们可以支持这样子的工作。
We need to be proactive.
我们必须要主动的来参加。
If we just react to every problem that comes up, we're going to get sidetracked and we'll lose.
如果我们只是被动的反映出各种不同的需要，那我们常常就会被分心了。
I said there, we don't want to just be putting out fires all the time.
我们常常不是只是一些救急的事情。
So it's important to keep in mind that this is a corporate activity for all of us.
请你记住，这是一个整体性的一个来做这样子的工作。
But not only are we to make disciples, we have to go back and remember that Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me, Jesus."
事实上，在这里，耶稣他说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
What does that mean that all authority is Jesus's?
耶稣说这句话是什么意思呢
？It means he's the king.
就是说，耶稣他本身是一个王。
And when the king speaks, it's a command. It's not a suggestion.
当王说话的时候呢，是一个命令，而不是建议。
He's not looking for volunteers at this point.
他不是在寻找一些自愿的人。
He says, "Make disciples."
他说去使万民做我的门徒。
And I say, "Yes, sir."
我说是的，我一定遵命。
And we need to do that. But he doesn't leave us to do it on our own.
他并不是让我们一个人去面对这样子的事情。
When he gives us responsibilities, he also gives us resources.
当他给我们这样子责任的时候，他也给我们这样子的后勤资源。
Next slide, please.So he says, not only all authority has been given to me, he says, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age.
他说我就与你同在，直到世界的末了。
Now you could ask anybody, you know, is Jesus with me?
你可以问任何人，耶稣是否与我同在呢？
I mean, even non-Christians will say sometimes, well, yeah, I think Jesus is with me.
Yeah, 也许甚至有一些不信主的人也说，哦，是的，基督与我同在。
And as God, Jesus is.With everyone.
但是事实上，神是与我们同在的。
But there is a very special way that He comes to us as believers when we are involved in making disciples.
当我们在做使万民成为他的门徒的时候呢，神却临到我们身上，用一种非常特殊的方式。
He knows we can't do it alone.
他知道我们没有办法一个人面对这样的事情。
And so, in 1 Timothy 2:1, we read a moment ago, the grace that's in Christ Jesus is with us.
这边讲到说。你在神的慈爱上呢，我们已经常常与我们同在了。
In the same way that God saves us, He equips us to make disciples of all nations.
当神拯救我们的时候呢，他同时装备我们，让我们能够成为这样子的人，能够来做门徒的训练。
In Acts 1:8, Jesus basically says the reason the Holy Spirit's coming is so you can do this.
另外一个原因就是说，当圣灵与我们同在的时候呢，所以我们因着圣灵的同在，可以来做这样子的事情。
And so the presence of the Holy Spirit is in every believer.
事实上，圣灵是在每一个相信的人的心里。
And with God in your life, you don't need anything else necessarily to accomplish His purposes.
事实上，当圣灵与我们同在的时候呢，我们不再需要其他的东西来成就这样子的事。
In John 15, verses 4 and 5, He says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing."
在约翰福音十五章，他说：“离开了我，你们就不能做这样子的事。”
But if Christ is with us, we can do all things.
但是如果基督与我们在一起同在的时候，我们可以做所有的事。
Next slide, please. Well, family history. This is my grandson.
你们看到这个是我的孙子。
This is Levi Michael Schallenberger.
他的名字叫做 Levi Michael Schallenberger.
You notice his middle name is Michael.
他的中间的名字是麦克。
That's me.
那就是我的名字。
And he is the result of my faithfulness to my own children to raise them to maturity.
他是我的这个一个也算是我的一个结果。
Now I have 5 kids.
我有五个孩子们。
And I hope someday I've got 25 grandkids.
我希望有一天我有25个孙子们。
Right now I've just got the one.
我现在只有一个。
But,As believers, how many spiritual children do you have?
但是成为一个基督徒，你有多少个属灵的儿女呢？
How many have you raised to maturity where they are now spiritual parents themselves?
那有多少个你帮助你的这些属灵的儿女，他们长大了成熟之后，他们也能够成为别人属灵的儿女呢？
We should want to see spiritual grandchildren as much as we want to see physical grandchildren.
我们真是希望看到我们这些属灵的孙子们，就好像我们看到我们肉体的孙子们一样。
So the McQueen family goes on.
所以这个这个 McQueen 的家庭呢，会不断的延传下去。
But the question is, will the church?
问题是，那教会会吗？
It depends upon our faithfulness to fulfill this great commission.
完全是靠我们的信心，我们在神里面的信实，来完成这样的大使命。
God has entrusted us with a great responsibility.
神给我们一个这样子的伟大的使命。
May He give us the grace to remember it and to act upon that.
他给我们这样子恩典，让我们能够记得，让我们能够学习做这样的事。
Amen. We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper now.
我们下面要领受主餐。
If I could have the ushers come forward, we'll do that in just a moment.
我们请我们的招待上来。
I want you to remember that this is a spiritual family.
我们请大家记得，这是一个属灵的家庭。
And this is our meal together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
这是我们属灵的食物，好像在我们的基督耶稣里面一样，我们的弟兄姐妹们领受的食物。
And Jesus invites all those who have begun that process of discipleship in terms of being baptized to join in this feast.
然后耶稣鼓励大家，反正所有受洗过的弟兄姐妹们一起来到他面前领受这样子的一个爱宴。
Right now it's just a little appetizer.
现在只是一个小小的点心。
But someday it will be the wedding feast of the Lamb.
但是有一天会是一个结婚的宴席。
And may God help us as we receive the communion together to be faithful in fulfilling that command.
愿意神帮助我们有一天早日的实现。Thank you.